Yes, so Trans Pathways found that the mental health issues that trans young people are facing in Australia are quite high, with about 48% of trans young people ever attempting suicide, and that's about 20 times higher than what's seen in adolescents in the general Australian population. And we're also seeing high rates of depression, around 74.6%, and also high rates of anxiety at about 72%. So these are all quite worrying statistics that we're finding. And the study also looked at some potential drivers for poor mental health. So we asked young people about some experiences that they may have been faced with, such as peer rejection and bullying, and these rates were quite high as well, with almost 90% of young people experiencing peer rejection, about 74% experiencing bullying, 78.9% had issues with school, university or TAFE, 68% had experienced discrimination, and almost 66% had experienced a lack of family support, which is a really big deal for a young person growing up in Australia.
How can we explain that trans young people have such a poor mental health and self-esteem?
Yeah, so I think these issues stem back to society generally, and that's what young people told us in the report, that, you know, they were faced with these troubling experiences at home with their parents and other family members not sort of embracing and accepting them. And then also at school, they'd go to school, which is supposed to be a supportive place where young people can learn, and they were still having troubles there, whether it was with their peers or with teachers. And then also other young people talked about work experiences that they'd had that had been quite negative. So really, if you're a young person growing up and you're facing these negative experiences throughout all these places that you're sort of going to in your day-to-day life, that's quite a hard time to be going through.
The study have also shown that trans young people are seeking for help to health specialists or medical and mental health services. Do you think those services are helping enough?
Yeah, so I think with both medical and mental health services, what we're seeing is that service providers who are trans-friendly and aware of gender diversity, these providers have very long waiting lists, and young people report waiting months and months to see these people. And then, you know, those are months where the young person is feeling quite isolated. And then also young people who had seen other services, other health professionals had reported that these health professionals, you know, often didn't understand them, had no experience with gender diversity, or would tell them what they were going through was just a phase, which is quite invalidating of a person's identity, especially at a young age. And so overall, what we found is about 60% of young people reported that they felt isolated from medical and mental health services, and 42% had reached out to a service provider who did not understand, respect, or have previous experience with gender diverse people.
What can be done to raise awareness and help the young trans people to improve their well-being?
So the government, what we found in the report, the government really needs to be funding more services that are specific for gender diverse young people and adults as well. Often adult services are also lacking. But overall, I think it really comes down to education. So education for health professionals, they need to have gender diversity as a part of their curriculum. We need to be seeing upskilling of current service providers so that they become more aware of gender diversity. But then also programs that do sort of educate and make young people and their parents aware of gender diversity are really quite necessary to stop these negative experiences from happening. And this all needs to come from both, as you said, the government and society as broadly.